This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Tuesday, December 22. Is Jesus coming to your house? Our passage comes from John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. A story is told about a group of animals that were living together in a stable. There were all kinds of animals: mice, sheep, some chickens, some cows, a donkey, a horse, and even a rat. They lived together as a family, and their stable was their home. Then one day, a little mouse heard a rumor. He heard that someone was coming to their house. In his excitement, he jumped on top of the horse and shouted, "Someone is coming to our house." And then he whispered, as if it were a secret, "Joseph and Mary are coming to our house, and Mary is going to have a baby." That story prompts me to ask, is Jesus coming to your house? As you are about to celebrate the birth of Jesus, ask yourself this question. As we have our parties and exchange gifts, do we pay attention to what we are celebrating? Will the birth of Jesus be at the center of our celebrations? On the first Christmas, the Lord Jesus moved into the neighborhood. That's Christmas in a nutshell. The Lord Jesus has come into our world and into our lives. Will we invite him into our hearts? That's the important question each of us must answer. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, help us to concentrate on what Christmas is all about. Help us to worship you, our Savior, and help us to make room for you in our lives. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.